I'm looking for somebody. So I'm from Montoursville. I had local companies come out to us when I was in Florida getting treatment for Lyme disease and mold illness. So they came out with my husband, looked at a couple areas in our home because previously our house had tested positive for Aspergillus. We did some remediation, like we ripped out some areas, we ripped out carpets, like that such thing. But like it's my husband. He doesn't know what to ask. I wasn't there. I wanted the companies to come back out now that I'm home because I have some areas that I'm concerned about. And they told me that there's nothing in my house to be worried about, and they won't come back out. So I'm like, fine. Like I'm willing to pay. Like I don't know why you won't come out to my house. You know what I mean? So I thought I would just reach out to other companies elsewhere if they want my business.
Okay.
That's kind of why I'm reaching out to you guys, but I am from Montoursville.
Okay, so we're not from the Bloomsburg. Your location,
No.
your home is in Montoursville?
Yes.
Okay. So this is whether it's a Bloom or Montoursville, that it doesn't matter, but we used to go, we are out of a Bloomsburg and we usually go 1 hour radius of Bloomsburg. But our dilemma is here lately, we've been turning jobs away because we're so shortage with the employee.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't want to say yes, we are going to, and then we're going to have an issue with the schedule. So it's probably you better just, talk to them again since they were there already and they know what's going on. I don't know why they would do that. Or did they do the mold testing done?
So I had air sampling done a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago at this point. It's not been retested since there were some things that we have done. I had a gentleman, one company came out and they used a moisture meter and they said that rip out the carpet in the basement. Then I had another company come out, they scanned like this, they had this red light scanner, they scanned the walls in the basement. But Aspergillus didn't just come back positive in our basement. It came back positive in other areas, other levels of our floor, of which they didn't scan. So I wanted them to come back out and look at these other levels, and they won't because they said the testing is old and we don't just go on a wild goose hunt. But when I'm sick with mold and continuing to be sick, I need to figure out if it's my house. So, like,
I
what do you
see what
want me
you're
to do?
saying.
You know what I mean?
Why is your basement, is a finished basement?
It was finished. Right now we tore out all of the carpet.
So
Like
it's
our
all
bedroom.
open. Everything's open. And right? You say the walls are all open, there's no
Well,
carpet.
there's no carpet, but there's drywall.
Okay. So what causing to begin with, what causes the mold? Do you have a dampened basement? I mean, it's most typical that basement tend to get damp.
Yeah, we run
So
dehumidifiers. We don't, in the one utility room we did have, which for some reason in the one utility room where the furnace room is, and it was just like storage, like Christmas decorations, Halloween decorations, there was drywall for some reason, and there was get a heavy rain coming in the cracks of the cement. So that has all been ripped out and now it's exposed. My husband needs to do like some type of excavation work on the outside of the house so that the water doesn't lay there and come in, which he has to do that. So, but like we have fans drying it out, and when they looked at the work, they said that it's just mold staining, that they don't think there's active growth. Because we did rip out all of the drywall. Like it's literally just the cement walls. We just have to dry and then we can seal it.
See, the mold doesn't grow on the concrete wall. It doesn't feed it from concrete. So, I don't know. I can't. Oh, geez. I wish I could help you.
Okay.
But
Well, are there other companies in the area that you would recommend since you may not have the availability?
you know what? I never knew that. I never really, because every time when we have a claim coming in, we're out. So we never really, I don't know who does more mediation around here.
Okay.
I'm sorry, hon.
That's
But
okay.
Yeah, best bet to call those people back and say, hey, we got an issue again. Then, maybe they know what's going on so they can maybe come back out. Because, the company who did it for you the first time.
Okay.
I'm
Okay.
sorry.
All right. Thank you.
Well, good luck. Bye bye.
All right. Bye-bye.